program for May 8th, 1978.
No collect calls
and no third-party billing
will be accepted here at Sounding Board.
725-0136 for playback.
722-0183 for input.
Well, greetings again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark back here with you at the studio of Sounding Board. And we have a lot of good comments to play back. A good deal of you responded to my question, which I stated, and that was, is it better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all? So we'll be getting to quite a few of those answers and some other subject matter here on Sounding Board.
Hi, Mark. This is Frances. I'd like to comment on what you asked about whether it's best to love and lose or whether never loved at all. In the beginning of my life, I didn't know what that feeling was about not being loved. And then finally, when I did find love, and I loved someone really truly, and he did me, then afterwards, when I had lost him, I experienced that. And that is, I think, one of the worst things anyone has to go through in life. That really hurts very, very deeply. And it's in your mind 24 hours a day. I think the worst thing is to be around any kind of music, because we all associate music, which I love very much, with everything and every part of our life. And then afterwards, now, the feeling of not being loved. That hurts too, when you want to be loved and there is no one there to love you. I'm talking about a man and woman relation love. I wished that someday I could find love again. I don't know if I ever will, but I know that the pain that I feel not being loved is nowhere near as bad as what it is to love and to lose them.
Yes, hi, Mark. I'd like to respond to your question, is it better to have loved or lost than never to have loved at all? I believe that love is one of the most important experiences that anyone will ever have in their life. And if they do love somebody and something doesn't work out, well, it's better to bounce back from that and learn from your past experiences and then go on to the future in terms of that. So I do believe it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Another comment in response to the person who thinks that women cannot be good soldiers or police. If he goes to Israel, he'll find out that there are females on the combat lines alongside of the males. And I don't mean to sound to be a complete woman's liver, but I think he'd be surprised to find that there are many things that women can do just as good as men.
That comment was left by a female, the one regarding the opinion that women could not be good police officers or soldiers. That was not left by a guy.
And also, Mark, I'd like to talk to you someday about broadcasting. I'm going for my third-class operator's license one day, and I can be reached after 10 o'clock on weekdays. Thanks a lot.
And I had the pleasure of speaking to that lovely lady, and I must say, it was the most pleasant experience that has happened to me in the year of 1978.
Yes. I don't think that it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, because when you lose a love, it's a very painful experience. And if you haven't had love, then you don't have to go through all the pain, you know, that you would have to go through if, you know, like a relationship just suddenly died or whatever happened, you know, to cause you to lose a love.
Are you saying you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, right? What about those individuals who are lonely and cannot find companionship? Isn't that equally as frustrating?
No, sir. There was a guy who said that he thought that love was sex. I don't think sex has anything to do with love. I mean, that's just one gland calling to another. I think they're entirely two different things. You can have sex with someone and not be in love with them. I'm quite sure you're aware of that. Thank you.
Whenever I am in Philadelphia teaching meditation, I listen to Sounding Board.
Hi, Mark. This is Stacy from the Northeast. And I'd like to say that I disagree with the person who called up and said that women should not go into the army and should not be policewomen. His reason for this is simply because, what could a woman do that I can't? The reason why a woman could get the job position was because she was qualified, no other reason. And in other words, she's saying, if two people could do the same job the same way, one was a woman and one was a man, just let the man have the job. I find this totally humiliating. I personally would not like to go into the army, but if I would like to have equal rights as a man, and a man has to go into the army, so I guess I would have to go.
I would like a lot of comments on this. What do you think about the people, the lawmakers are thinking about selling beer over in the grocery stores, like the deli contestants do and like the bars do? What would you think? Like, you know, do you think it's right or not?
Well, we have free enterprise. I don't see why people would object to beer being sold in that type of a food establishment.
Hi, this is Ira in Philadelphia, just checking in to let all concerned, if anyone at all, that I am alive and well. Things are cool. Feeling quite excellent. I just have not had much to relate of late. So I'm just listening to Sounding Board.
I'm Mark Chuck from the Northwest. I just want to say that I tried last night. I mean, this is kind of funny. Last night I called telehelp at 884-2220. And I had a problem, and I just didn't know who to go to. I am a very lonely person. Don't know, you know, I don't have very many people to call up. And I wanted to try this to see what it would be all about. I tried it, and all they told me was to go call a shrink. I mean, I was let down, and that's all I have to say about that.
As far as telehelp is concerned, those people are kind of weird. I'll tell you what happened. I called telehelp at 884-2220, and I told them about Sounding Board, and I said, I'd like you to refer some of your lonely-hearted callers to this comment line, because I know that there are a lot of people who call who say that they're lonely. I know. I used to work on a telephone hotline myself, one called the Care Line. I gave it up after 8 months because it got to be a real drag. They didn't even want to hear about it. They could care less. Which makes me very skeptical about these so-called crisis intervention hotlines. I think they're a big waste of time. I know I worked on Careline and Telerap. Also, the people at Contact at 879-4402, they also didn't want to hear of it. They said, since I am not an accredited agency, they would not refer any of their callers to Sounding Board. Isn't that ridiculous? Here I am, spending my time, my money, and my effort to make this comment line work. I'll tell you, some people in this world are weird.
As far as love is concerned, you're right. I guess it is the season for everyone to spread their wings and venture out. And they do talk about it a lot. But I think more people talk than they do. And I have a little something here that I will read as quickly as possible to share with everyone else that sheds not only on love, but on reality itself. Four walls, they surround me day by day. Four walls, they curtail my every play. And if I venture beyond these walls, I fear myself a deadly fall. For I am entering a place unknown, where everything is of glass and stone, where people's minds unwind with time, and thoughts of love are shattered above and beyond the calls of reality. Thank you, Mark. This is Chuck from the Northwest.
Lori from Kensington, if you're still listening, I was listening to your comment here on the old playback deck here, and it came through with a bit of interference. You also had some poetry to share with us. However, I would like to refrain from too much poetry on here. This is a line for response, basically to exchange opinions, and if everyone calls up to read something, it kind of takes the personal touch out of running the comment line. So What can I say, people?
The hits from coast to coast.
All right, people, 722-0183 is the input number. What a provocative program this has been today, huh? I certainly enjoyed it. I do have some comments left over, not enough to make a complete program, so this tape will play until enough input comes in so I can change the tape. This is Mark saying goodbye, and thanks for checking here on Sounding Board.